I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Kind of pulls into it. Hey guys, welcome to a very special episode of Mamas and Merlot. I am Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And we have a special guest.
Our friend is back.
Our friend is back from last week's episode. Hello, Patty.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Thanks for being with us again.
Hey, girl. Hey is the best. It works for everything.
So this is a special episode. We are going to be doing a Marvel bracket.
MCU.
An MCU bracket. For those who don't understand, MCU is the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So if you've been on, it's March.
Yes,
when
March
we're
Madness.
March Madness. It'll be April by the time you hear this, but it's March Madness.
I can put this out first.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's March Madness. There is, if you on Facebook, everywhere, we've seen...
There's a bracket for everything.
There's a bracket for everything. There's been Disney brackets and the best Zelda episode, the video game.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Was another one. And there's been so many brackets, but we saw recently there's a Marvel Madness bracket, which showed basically...
like everyone.
32? Yeah.
I don't know, Matt.
Yeah, it's 32. No, well, I just saw the number. Yeah, it's based on the brackets, which I don't know how they decided like that ranking, but forget about that at this moment. 32 Marvel people, and they're basically trying to figure out which is the best like Marvel character or Marvel strongest or best will win in a fight type of situation. Now, I saw this.
We're going to put our own twist.
And I was like, this is something I can get behind. Or in front of, or on top of. I think we should do this based on who we want to bang. This is like super marry, fuck, kill with just the fuck.
Yeah.
But and with 32 different people.
32 different people. Male, female, we objectify.
Male, female, alien.
Yeah. We are equal opportunists when it comes to
raccoon opportunity objectifiers.
So basically, and we'll post this up when the episode comes out.
Yes.
This is a straight up basketball single elimination bracket. We're going to go pretty quick, hopefully.
Try to get this done within an hour.
Within an hour. Yeah. And we're going to go through and see who is the, what can we title them? The
most bangable.
Bangable.
High five!
The most bangable Marvel
MCU character. This is going to be hard, guys.
It is going to be
no,
hard.
No, there's a couple like gut wrenching.
You have to like make a tough decision.
Yeah.
Gonna be, I still think
so I guess we'll go all down the left, then up to the right. Okay. So right off the bat, which this is it's easy for
Wait, before we jump into this, did we want to talk about Ready Player One?
No.
We saw Ready Player One on Thursday. It was amazing. Awesome. Go watch it.
Go watch it.
If you read the book or not, do yourself the favor. Go watch it.
It's a blueprint. It's amazing. It's not like the book for anybody that's like a book purist, but it...
Don't be a snob about it.
They did amazing.
They did do amazing.
And... Yeah, so it's just watch that.
Totes worth it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can I figure this out before, guys? Come on.
Oh, I've been doing that.
She's been doing that since day one.
I did it the last time I was here, and I just forgot about it. I was like, this is happening.
Patty's holding her mic in her boobs, just FYI.
Because, you know, our boobs feed the world, and they...
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So, first up,
First up is a hard one.
It's a hard one. No, it is not really that hard. Not really that hard.
If you like an older gentleman, as we discussed in last week's episode.
Yeah, but...
We're starting over here to the left?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So first up is Iron Man or Killmonger?
No, I think you guys are right.
No, there's no competition.
There really is no competition there.
Once that boy showed up in that first scene wearing those gloves.
This nigga.
You're alive to say it.
This nigga's so fine. God. He is so fine.
I literally
have no other
words. There's a story out there that this girl broke her retainer from how hot this man is. Like, she was...
That's just weird.
She was biting down so hard that she broke her retainer.
I feel that Fantastic Four would have been more accepted if Michael B. Jordan was allowed to be like this.
Yes.
But why? Why is he so hot?
I don't know.
Let me tell you. He's so hot.
And he has the worst hair.
It's kind of working for me.
It works for him so well, because like when I first saw like the first images of it, I was like, what the fuck's going on with that? But then when he walks into that museum and that first scene of Black Panther from him, and like
but he's the hipster like, glasses,
the hipster like clips. Oh, I was all into that hipster with the jean jacket, and I was like, oh, take me now wherever you want to.
I'm here for
by this observation.
Raise your hand. Anybody? No.
Crickets.
No.
All right. Okay. So that was easy. So now this one. Next
By the
round.
Way, the answer is Killmonger.
The answer is definitely Killmonger.
The answer is Killmonger.
Okay. Next up, Gamora or Groot? Gamora is Karen Gilliam.
No.
Gamora is Zoe Saldana. Zoe Saldana from Guardians of the Galaxy. The green one. The green one.
Yeah, the green sexy lady from Guardians of the Galaxy.
So
she's gorge.
She really is. Yeah.
She wins.
Yeah, she wins. Sorry, I love Groot, but
I'm not having sex with a plant.
It's a fucking tree. We've already had one woman having sex with a tree come out of Miami. We don't need four more. So
yeah, and he's not and right now he's like baby the teen.
Yeah, I know.
That's a little bit weird.
No.
Okay. This was a little bit odd. Peggy Carter. Uh-huh. So Agent Carter or Quicksilver, and this is Marvel, so
it's not Evan Peters.
It's not Evan Peters' creepiness from American Horror Story. It's the actor from The Only Thing I Can Say is Kick-Ass.
I would say Peggy takes it.
That's what I think, because I don't find him that hot, but there's something about that like perfect pinup.
Peggy gets it.
Peggy.
It's her hair.
Yeah.
Her hair.
And the red lipstick.
Peggy Carter.
Her $70.
The next one's going to be tough for Christy.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. So this was struggling last night. And like,
this is difficult though.
We're either at Cap.
Yeah. Captain America or
Ant-Man.
How is that even a struggle?
Remember, this is Josh. This is Paul Rudd. This is for me. I said it wasn't for you guys.
It's Princess Consuela Banana Hammock's husband.
This is fuck. Yeah, like I get it. And like again,
I'm with Patty.
I'm not fucking that guy.
No.
And I accepted this one. I had this kind of, like I told you, I had this conversation last night with my husband, and we were talking about it, and he's like, is that one hard for you? I go, it's a little bit difficult. Because I will always think of
Josh from Clueless.
Yeah. Like Paul Rudd
or Crap Bag.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crap bag.
So Cap.
Yeah, Cap.
Yeah.
This one's tough too, but ultimately I have my winner.
So Black Widow or Doctor Strange.
This is hard for me.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're good.
All right.
Hello. Okay. Sorry about that. Our battery died.
Okay.
Back to... Okay, so we are on
Black Widow versus Black Widow Doctor Strange.
So Scarlett Johansson or Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's kind of hard.
It is hard. I love Sherlock, and
I do too. But I mean,
but he's so geeky looking. It's kind of like, I don't know if I can get over that.
I don't like the American accent that Doctor Strange. So remember, if I go Doctor Strange,
no, it has to be. It's the character. It's strictly the character. We're not talking about the actor.
Okay, the character.
Black Widow.
We have a lot of girls. Like a lot of
weird equal opportunists. I said that's why we could do this, because we're equal opportunity objectifying.
Okay, yeah. So the next one is like my I'd rather be thrown in front of a bus situation.
So true, but hands down, there's no competition. Like I would never Yondu like
ever.
So it's Phil. So it's Phil Coulson or Yondu. So Phil Coulson from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Avengers, all that, or. Yondu from Guardians.
I mean, I went like Yondu is gross, but then I also feel like Coulson is the one that would like cry and like then the creepy, stalk you for like 3 days after. Yeah.
You know what? This is the real
can
question.
Can we just burn them both?
Which one of these
we can?
Are you okay with closing your eyes and Coulson?
I would trust Coulson.
And Yondu's kind of scary. Yondu's like, I'm gonna lick your ear and then I'm gonna like.
Does Coulson still have the
bite like, your toenails?
I wanna fuck your feet.
Because in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Coulson has
the cards,
the arm.
Oh,
like the mechanic. So he has like a fake hand. Spoiler.
That could be useful.
Interesting. Does it vibrate?
Yes, it does.
Then I go with Coulson.
It also doesn't get tired.
It does things. It does things.
Coulson.
Okay. So
thank you for making my mind up for me.
You're welcome. Hawkeye from Avengers and all that, and Nebula from Guardians.
But so this Nebula as she stands.
Nebula as she stands. So not Karen Gilliam, like half. I'm human, well, half alien, half mechanical.
That's no contest.
Hawkeye. Yeah. Oh my god, it's the first guy we've picked over a girl.
Well, she's half a robot.
But she's still a girl.
She's gorgeous.
So
she really is.
So this next one, Nick Fury,
Lord,
or Spider-Man.
Wait, which Spider-Man?
It's Tom. It's Tom Holland.
The new one?
It's the boy.
It's the cute one.
But he's like,
he's
adorbs.
But
he's 22.
He's adorbs. Okay. But he's not 22 in the MCU. He's still in high school.
Whatever.
But he's adorbs.
He's adorable.
He's like consenting age in New York. It's the same mess as the rest of them.
But I think he has. Okay, so we're going to pretend that Spider-Man is 18.
Yeah, we're going to pretend that it's legal and what we're doing is not creepy. So
I'm going to go Spider-Man.
Okay, right, so that's the first.
That's the first side, section.
So let's move over to the right.
Now, this one, it was one that we have to put a disclaimer into. So it's War Machine or Shuri from Black Panther. Now, War Machine has been played by two actors.
Okay, but is it current War Machine, like paralyzed, creepy War Machine?
Or is it that Don Cheadle paralyzed? Can we not use the term creepy? Jesus, Stephanie.
Fuck out of here,
Stephanie. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
But is it Don Cheadle?
Or is it Terrence Howard?
Or is Terrence Howard?
Don Cheadle.
Because Terrence Howard was Iron Patriot.
Can't stand his face.
Don Cheadle.
It's Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle has
or
always
Shuri?
Been War Machine.
Yeah, so or Shuri, which
into
is
into your mic, por favor.
Sorry,
Shuri. So Black Panther's sister.
I would say Shuri.
Yeah, Shuri.
Yeah, because no, if Don we're Cheadle. Going Don Cheadle,
Shuri.
That is Shuri.
It's Shuri.
I'd do Don Cheadle.
Now, if we were talking...
Because I watched that show. What's that show?
Empire?
House of Cards?
No, not Empire. No, House of Lies. Oh, that's House fucking Terrence House.
House of Lies.
House of Lies. And I just... I love it. I eat him up.
But remember, he is as War Machine.
I'm still going to eat him up.
Okay, so wait. Do we want
to... I might have a little bit of a bias there.
No, but it was... It was 3-1. So,
yeah, it's 3-1.
Sorry
about
you.
Sorry, boo.
You know I have a bias.
I know.
Okay, so this one's super difficult. Star-Lord or Rocket Raccoon?
Star-Lord.
The next one's not
that
hard
was
either.
Too easy.
Oh yeah, so the next one's either Scarlet Witch or Red Skull.
Scarlet Witch. 100%.
Yeah.
Red Skull's really
okay. This
icky.
Next one is
the next one is hard as AF in a way. Like I know where I go to, but I gotta give her credit.
Yeah,
no, I would. I'm so going it's Wasp.
Loki. So it's Loki or the Wasp.
I go Loki.
I'm going Loki.
I fucking hate him. But Evangeline, I'm in the minority.
But Evangeline Lilly, like she can
Evangeline Lilly can get it. Mm-mm. Like I'm honestly like
I don't understand this Loki thing. But you, whatever, you people can. Take
I find
it.
Loki.
Oliver has like
he
recently,
speaks and it's like a river.
His
like
hair looks
it is.
Green.
Have you heard
I
him
love
doing
it. I
want
to brush his hair. I want to put dry shampoo in it and like I love it.
Yeah, he needs dry shampoo.
Have you heard him doing math?
Nigga needs some
have you heard him doing math?
But it is not. It is not.
Yes, but it's still his voice. It's still his voice.
It's still his voice.
I will find it. Hang on. I can't.
But so is it Tom? So because we have
what's
to be
his name
like,
in real
Tom
life?
Hiddleston.
Tom. Yes.
Just throw his hair in a ponytail. Have him speak to you all
he
night.
Does need dry
I would
shampoo.
Orgasm with just him speaking to me.
He does need dry shampoo.
No,
but I do question the whole Taylor Swift thing. So
yeah, but it's not. We're not talking about the actor. We're talking about the character.
Which that's the reason I'm like a little bit torn on this one because Evangeline Lilly is gorgeous. And right now I just got off of a rewatch of Lost and I remembered how fucking beautiful she is. Cause in the island with no fucking nothing, like makeup, nothing, that girl still looked amazing. What are you doing?
Tom Hiddleston doing math is really fucking hot. Hang on.
Relativity is E equals MC squared. That's not enticing.
That's not him.
So we're gonna see if
I don't know who that is, but that person's
that's
hot.
The radio guy.
See, it's just British in general. Wait, just wait, sounds hot.
Fifi's got one there. I'm gonna add some dramatic reverb. If you're doing that camera there,
that's not even him.
Really? I mean, you could help people win at whatever equations falls under.
Right, everyone out there revising your equations. That's here's it. How they go.
There you go.
Einstein's theory of relativity is E equals MC squared. This means that energy equals mass times the speed of light squared.
Yeah, fuck him.
The Pythagorean equation is...
But he's
fucking
gross.
Fuck his voice box.
He's disgusting.
But he does not look disgusting here.
He's gorgeous. Oh,
I don't think he's attractive at all.
See, your eyes are broken.
Ooh, look, Tom Hiddleston speaking different languages.
Okay.
Are we on... So 3-1?
Yeah, we're 3-1.
That just that accent just took me.
You guys want Loki. It's not a problem.
We are 3-1.
Okay, so Hulk or Hela, Thor's sister?
I'm going with... It's just Kate Blanchett,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Kate Blanchett.
Hella.
So
she's
Mark
hella
Ruffalo.
Fabulous.
I have issues with the fact that Hulk's pants don't... It should have ripped off, right?
I feel they should.
Not right? Just shorten and turn into shreds.
Yeah, like that. That's the only part of him that doesn't grow? Really? There's something wrong with this.
But then he ends up naked all the time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but it's not Bruce Banner. It's Hulk.
It's Hulk.
It's in Hulk.
Oh, wait.
Nobody fucking
it's in
Hulk.
It doesn't say
Bruce
it doesn't
Banner.
Say Bruce Banner.
Says Hulk.
It says Hulk.
This is true.
He will kill you.
Yeah, he will.
He will literally
just, like,
kill
smash
you. Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
and
vagina.
And not in the good way.
Like Hulk
Hella.
Yeah, I think it's Hella.
I think it's Hella. I didn't expect that one. That was good. So Falcon, which is, what's his name?
Anthony Mackie.
And yeah, Anthony Mackie or Drax.
Falcon.
Which, hang on.
Which I have a thing for Batista, so.
But it's not Batista. It's
but
Drax
but
in
the
makeup,
body.
But
I'm okay
makeup.
With that because he'll he'll laugh at me at some point and not get a joke. I don't
know.
I go
Falcon.
Who plays Falcon?
Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie.
You're gonna pick Falcon.
This guy.
I was gonna say. I'm like, if that's who I'm thinking,
you're gonna pick Falcon.
I'm gonna pick Falcon. Yeah.
Vanessa?
Yeah, I think Falcon.
Falcon.
I'm gonna let that one go to the majority.
To the majority.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I was like, is it who I'm thinking?
Fight me, bitch.
And I was like, yeah.
Come
is.
At me, bro.
So now, let's go, bitches. So, man, Bucky Barnes or Vision? The only I'm looking at Steph because I got one hope, and I remember
he does nothing for me, so yes. I'm gonna go Bucky.
Thank you. Okay, you know where I'm going because Sebastian Stan is basically the end all.
We know. Yeah, your end game.
But it's just Vision in Vision as Vision,
and Vision is awesome, and I love him as a character, and I do find Paul Bettany hot,
which is fucking weird. You have the weirdest taste in men.
British again.
He's got a nice face. I mean,
I loved him in Wimbledon. I'm just going to go back to Wimbledon.
What a weird movie to like him in.
Wimbledon.
I love that movie. I really love that movie.
He's got a nice face.
So, you too. Because we got two Buckies.
Mm. This is hard.
I know. I'm like studying his face, like his bone
and
structure.
Then you can get technical if we want to get technical. So, Bucky would be pre-Winter Soldier, so pre-hair, so clean cut.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what my problem with Bucky Barnes is.
Okay,
has everybody here, I'm sure you're all gonna say yes, I've seen Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, he reminds me of the little kid,
Joshua Jackson.
No. Oh. Ass,
I was gonna say, because there's nothing wrong with that.
The one no
another nothing one. Wrong with
no
that.
One of the little kids that like they find like randomly, and he just like knows how to like hit the hockey puck like really, really,
oh,
really
yes,
hard.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so every this time I see this guy, that's what I think of. And so I don't know.
One of those is the Smash Brothers? Is that what?
Smash? It's one of the Smash Brothers. And so every time I'm like,
is that not him?
That's what he would look like if he grew he's up. It's not him.
Not him.
He would definitely be much like older.
He's not a Smash Brothers.
So that's what my issue is with him. Whereas.
But why is that a bad thing?
I don't know. I just don't like it. I'm kind of about the hair. I'm kind of like, I don't mind the hair.
I don't mind him as Winter Soldier, and I don't mind him as Bucky. But if we're going like Bucky, it would be Vanessa's picture.
Yeah, this is Bucky.
Yeah, it's not the Winter Soldier.
It's not Winter Soldier. It's Bucky.
I don't know. His face looks like, I don't know. It just scares me.
No, he does not scare me.
No, it's not. It's a really pretty face.
I don't know. I don't know.
Vanessa, are you picking Bucky?
I think I'm picking Bucky.
Well, all right.
Majority rules. Because I don't want to do the next one.
The next one's so hard.
I don't want to.
We've run through this and now we're going to spend 20 minutes.
This is literally the hardest one.
I mean, I know what my ultimate choice is.
I know what my ultimate choice would be.
I do. I do.
I know.
I
do. I do, but I don't want to do it.
So our last first round.
Damn it.
Thor.
I don't know.
We could have rewritten this bracket.
And Black Panther.
Right?
No, but let's make it tough.
So, it's not fair. I don't want to do it. You can't make me pick.
We should like get rid of like on the other side.
I'm just
like,
going to go. You know what? I'm going to pull the trigger.
Black Panther
and I'm
for Yondu
with Thor.
And just like make it out.
Yeah,
I'm pulling the trigger and going with Thor. That's it.
I love Black Panther and I loved him and I loved him in Civil War and I loved him even more in Black Panther. But Thor has been there for me from the beginning.
Yeah, Black Panther's still kind of new.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, like, Thor, like, no matter what angle you hit him from,
he looks
gorgeous.
It's like he was, like, when God created Adam and he sculpted him from the clay, and he out of the earth.
Made Chris Hemsworth.
That's what he made. It was Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, and then he made a dopey-ass third one. He was like, I'm sorry, all my resources have been used.
Yeah, but dopey-ass third brother is actually the oldest one.
I know.
And you leave him alone by himself.
By himself, he's fine.
Yeah, by himself. The problem is when he stands up to his super tall brother.
The other two assholes.
No.
And he's like, and it's like, who the fuck is this schmuck?
Yeah. I'm going with Thor.
I'm going to go with Thor.
I love me some Black Panther.
I'm sorry, T'Challa.
I'm good with that because Black Panther, as much as I love you, T'Challa, we all walked out of Black
Wakanda
Panther.
Forever. Oh, yeah, no. We walked out of Black Panther chanting Killmonger's name.
Killmonger,
so, like,
you're back.
Was too fun.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
What's up?
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
How'd it go?
Well, good.
Yeah?
Good crowd?
Neri's back. Hi, Neri.
And Neri's eating Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. All right, let's keep going.
Okay. So now we're on to round two.
All right. Where are we at?
I don't even know. All right, what's the point of looking at this now?
Some of these get a little bit more interesting.
What the fuck? What did you write here?
Okay, so next round.
Nobody beats this guy. Put him right there. Nobody beats him. Come on. Can we just put him in the middle already?
I need to know who he's up against.
Thor. Come on, girl. Don't be dumbass.
Seriously, it is.
You know. But the final bracket is Killmonger versus Thor. And I'm going Killmonger all
the way.
Sorry, this is where my preference will definitely come in.
She's not
this preference will definitely come in.
Okay, so as we
golden skin
to our top six, to our top six,
that Lego skin, the Lego.
I can't.
So we got down to our from 32 to 16 to our sweet 16. Now we're down to our 8, and this, we're gonna go down to our 8. So Killmonger, Gamora.
Killmonger.
So
there's
stupid.
No, like,
we literally know what the ending is going to be.
This one's bad. Like this was not, this one's easy, but it's also like
we're doing the other ones to humor. Christy
Peggy and Cap.
Who? Wait,
Peggy and Cap. Is that not a weird like setup?
Is it bad that I want to pick Peggy?
Over actually, her sevens.
Yeah, no. I love
this
her.
This is Captain America, not Captain America.
Captain America.
This is like the bearded Cap, not mustachio Cap. But I will tell you, yes, like Peggy, I love her so much.
Cap.
All right, yeah, fine.
But let's be real, you're not gonna kick Cap.
I cannot read your fucking handwriting for
not.
Shit.
I'm not gonna kick Cap.
What's it say? Wiggles?
What is
that? Oh,
Wiggles.
Can I have both of them?
Wiggles. You can, but the bracket can't.
Who's this?
Black Widow or Coulson?
Black Widow. Sure. Okay, what the fuck?
And then Spider-Man or Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Yeah. Okay. So
this is too fast. We're going too fast.
This is easy at this point. We know what the final is going to be. Let's just get there so we can talk about it.
Suri.
Okay.
Or Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
And so.
Oh, this is going to be.
Scarlet Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Or Loki.
Loki.
Scarlet Witch.
Loki.
Scarlet Witch.
Christy.
Loki.
Ah,
she's a fucking awesome.
Fuck that guy. He's so good.
I know, but like, I'm telling you, I love me some like Loki's crazy ass.
So annoying.
I didn't get it at first, and now that Oliver's been obsessed with Thor, I'm like, I get it.
No, I've gotten it. Listen, from the moment he walked on the scene, I was like,
I loved him like in general. Hello. I loved him in general, and then when he like broke down his shit in Thor 2 over his mom.
Okay.
Done.
Can't.
Hela or Falcon?
Falcon.
Agreed. Falcon.
I like that you have to think
Falcon.
About it.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, baby. Bucky or Thor?
Thor.
Thor is just, he's like a living Ken doll. Like, that's what he is.
Did you see the new vacation movie?
Pretty fucking perfect.
Yes. Like, okay, let's
just. Showing them the remote.
Let's discuss this. Who made Chris Hemsworth?
Seriously.
God because himself. Thor is a god.
Zeus.
Yeah. God himself.
Like, how do you cast that role? So perfect.
The real. The real question is, how did Australia make these people?
Seriously.
Because Australia does not make unattractive people.
Excuse me, I beg to differ. There's a show on Netflix. It's called like Cheapest Weddings, and maybe it should be called Ugliest Weddings because they pick like every fucking person in Australia who is like atrocious and put them on that show. I'm sorry. I've never seen beautiful people come out of Australia.
Doesn't Australia also make
except these
gypsy
except the Hemsworth brother.
A liar.
Except the Hemsworth
isn't
brothers.
Isn't Australia also Gypsy Wedding?
No, that's Romania.
No.
No, Gypsy Weddings is here, but they're of Romanian descent.
Yeah, but don't they live in Australia?
No, they live here.
No, yeah. Oh, they live here.
I thought there was one in like Europe somewhere. Oh, maybe it's just London.
I mean, there's gypsies in Europe, sure.
No, but I think it's London. I think it's in London maybe. That the show is.
Listen.
I've never seen nice Australian-looking people except the Hemsworth brothers.
Hi, Dave.
Nicole Kidman.
Hi, Steph.
Naomi Watts.
Ew.
Hi,
Ew.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Dave.
Nicole
we like you, Dave.
Kidman, the dick sucker?
Oh, no.
Oi.
No.
Someone is very angry.
Shit just got real.
Right?
No.
Oh,
no.
Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie's fucking hot. Bitch can get it.
No, I'm sorry. Her voice is so fucking awful. It makes me gag.
Steph's not Australian.
No.
But Dave is. But is he though?
No. The Hemsworth brothers, that's it.
Hang on.
Okay, yeah, cool.
All right, where are we at? So I'm going to start from the bottom up. I'm going to start with... So I'm going to start bottom up because I feel it's easier, which is kind of, I still find it funny that these couples that are showing up. So Black Widow or Hawkeye?
Hawkeye.
No. Black Widow.
I'm in Black Widow on this
shit,
one.
Now what do we do?
What do we do? We have a tie.
So, okay.
Can we call in someone?
No. So let's talk it out.
All right.
So Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye is okay. So, Hawkeye's
married. We can't fuck Hawkeye.
Oh yeah, that's always stopped people.
Well, no, this is
you wanted to fuck a teenager for Spider-Man.
The teenager's not married.
But it's illegal.
It's illegal. It's jail. It's called. It's
adultery
rape.
Is not illegal. It's
I'm not having sex with a married man, and Hawkeye's married with a beautiful family, and I'm not going to mess that up.
Thor is also like betrothed to.
But he's not married. Stop it.
Which, by the way,
we're not there yet.
Can I ask about where Natalie Portman is?
They broke up. She broke up with him.
She's an idiot. She has mental problems.
It's like a contractual thing. Yeah. She just doesn't want to do it anymore.
Like, what happened to that? Like,
she has mental problems. Does she?
Listen.
She threw her cell phone down. I know that.
Hawkeye is married, and I'm not breaking up his family.
But he's so
the thing
pretty.
Is, like Scarlett Johansson,
it's a tough one.
Is gorgeous. Yeah. So Black Widow is really gorgeous.
See, that's my problem. Is I don't think she's gorgeous.
I do.
I think she is. I do gorgeous. Like the blonde.
I think she's
that's
pretty.
Coming in this. In this.
Like, you mean how she normally is?
Yeah, I'm glad that like her blonde is back because her as a redhead was okay. I really like her as a blonde. And she's funny.
Her face bothers me.
And I kind of feel Hawkeye, as much as I like him, and yes, he's married and has his family, he's kind of useless.
No.
A little useless.
So what do we do?
I ran out of arrows. Now what do I do?
He's just as useless as Black Widow. Like, what is karate going to do against an alien?
She jumped on the back of a fucking flying centipede and, like, took that shit down.
She's like my least favorite superhero. I would take Catwoman over her.
She's not a superhero. Yeah. She's a spy.
Hawkeye's my least favorite.
Hawkeye's my least favorite.
I disagree.
Okay, this is
so. What do we do? We're at an impasse.
We need to call in a fifth party.
Get Neri.
Neri or Missy?
Neri's gonna pick Black Widow.
Yeah, exactly.
wait, let's Randall phone a friend. Well, I know Jeff's answer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we can't ask the guys.
Okay, how about you post a picture on the Mamas and Merlot page, be like, emergency, you need to pick one. Who do we pick? And then let's move on to the other ones.
Yeah.
They can do that.
Okay.
And see if maybe somebody
then we'll
will
leave that bracket for last when we
will come back around.
Emergency,
again.
Who would you rather?
I mean, seriously, this is fucking null and void. We know who the last two people again are going to be. It's going to be Killmonger and Thor. So, like, does it really matter who the fuck?
I mean, Vanessa, Facebook, really quick. Yeah, put it on the Facebook.
I'm trying to find a picture.
Or just literally just write it on Facebook. Like
Black Widow MCU.
Or who would you bang?
Who would you rather?
Who would you rather? Black Widow or Hawkeye?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So Falcon or Thor?
Thor.
Although,
I don't know. It was a Freudian slip. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Although that's a little bit tough for me. You know, I'm having a little bit of issues with that. But I think I'm still leaning towards
Thor.
In that sense, but yeah. Falcon is really
Thor. I'm sorry to see him go.
It's also an equivalent godly looking person. So
I'm sorry to see him go, but
yeah, I'm sorry to see Anthony Mackie go. But you know, I'll enjoy watching you walk away.
Yeah. You're fine.
I hate to say goodbye, but I love to watch you walk away.
Oof. Okay, so Star Lord and Loki.
Okay. Star Lord.
Star Lord.
As much as I love Loki,
but Star Lord.
That's a Chris Pratt.
Mm.
That's just pretty.
No, I'd still fuck Loki. But
I know it's a majority.
I ain't kicking anybody out of bed.
I know. Like,
but if it's God, if I ever was at that.
No, if it was a two.
What?
I just heard her say you're not kicking anybody out of bed.
Go away.
Hey, who would you pick? Hawkeye.
That's just got weird.
Hawkeye or Black Widow?
Hawkeye or Black Widow?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you bang?
Hawkeye now or Hawkeye like 10 years ago? Hawkeye.
Like Hawkeye now.
No, Black Widow.
Wait,
does 10 years ago matter?
Yes.
He's saying it
hasn't aged well.
So, first appearance of Hawkeye or Black Widow?
First appearance of Black Widow or Black Widow now?
Let's go 10 years ago. I really want to see where this goes.
Well, again.
Give him a mic.
First appearance of Black Widow is obviously you go with Black Widow. But Black Widow now versus first appearance of Jeremy Renner 10 years ago? Jeremy Renner.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think they have to be in the same.
Do they look that much? Do they look?
I think they have to be in the same timeline.
We also said Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Has he aged that?
Yeah, he's aged.
He hasn't
aged well.
Yeah, he's not like Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran has aged well?
No, he hasn't aged at all.
Ed Sheeran hasn't aged at all? He's, I guess.
Literally looks the same.
I still say Black Widow. I don't give a fuck. So.
Well, but this may have changed.
She could lick it.
but
yes, she can. Yes, she can. Oh no, we've had this conversation. I've had this conversation with Stephanie on WooBro. Mm-hmm. She said that she would let anybody lick it.
I did not say that.
That's what she said.
No, that's I didn't. You're
I've known
a
Stephanie for a long time, and I believe that. Nasty.
Not true.
Nasty Susia.
Mary's a fucking liar.
Susia.
not true.
That just got weird.
I have standards.
All right, well, so yeah, I know y'all decided on okay. Star-Lord. That's all cool. Right. I mean, I'll fuck him too, but I would prefer Loki.
All right,
that was a hard one. Who's actually? After?
Okay, can like, you imagine you. Like you fuck him and then he starts talking to you afterwards? You'd come all over again.
This is true.
Yeah,
you know, like 10 years ago is pretty impressive.
She has something lopsided to me. I can't tell what it is. The thing is with Star-Lord is, I watched him first in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
See, I didn't. And, I didn't watch Parks and Rec until
I saw the evolution.
Oh, you see, so he was chubby, he was dorky.
But you're
and the
not
thing is,
basing it off the actor.
But hold on, I'm not done. Let me finish what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
So the thing is, when he did this role for Guardians of the Galaxy, his body became phenomenal, but his face still stayed Chris Pratt.
It's from Parks
and Rec. It's still Andy Dwyer. Yeah. So that's why I'm having an issue with that.
His face isn't like round.
I'm not saying he's not good looking. He's amazing. But like, you know, it's hard for me.
Wait, one at a time. One at a time.
I wouldn't kick Andy Dwyer out of bed.
No, I would. But like this guy looks good with long hair. This guy looks good with short hair. This guy looks like good probably with like Killmonger hair. He probably looks good with like Thor hair.
Good with Killmonger hair, but
I know that's so true. He just looks. I don't know. He's just so good looking. His voice is so attractive. I just like him.
You're like turning me.
No, you're like turning me.
Three to one. We're keeping it 3-1.
Let's be. Again, none of this fucking matters.
I know,
because
it really
we know
matter.
The that we know the master one that's gonna be
okay,
insane right
so,
now.
So let's just pull the trigger and say Black Widow. Has anybody replied? Because she's gonna lose.
Why can't we pull the trigger the other direction?
Yeah, you know what? Let's put them both.
Can we put Black Eye?
How about
Hawk Widow?
Hawk Widow.
Wait, hold on. Is Hawkeye gonna beat Killmonger? Because I think she stands a chance.
You're joking, right?
No, she does.
Not in my book.
Not in my book.
You're insane.
So wait, here's the question.
Legit
Can
insane.
I have them both?
No.
Can I have a chocolate and vanilla swirl?
No, you're insane.
So here's my question, because the next one is Killmonger and Cap.
No. We're not on that side yet. Go back to
we
the
did, we went. Started. I thought we did that already.
That's it? We're done?
Yeah, no, the next one's Killmonger and Cap.
I didn't realize there was an option against Killmonger, but okay, sure.
I don't know. Cap is...
Cap looks good.
Cap looks that. Good.
Cap
I
get
don't
it.
Get me wrong. I love me. I love me. Some Killmonger.
Mm-hmm.
Cap is fucking hot. Now, granted, I'm not a...
He's gotten better.
Here's the other
thing. I'm not a Cap person.
He is aging
I'm a Winter
well.
Soldier girl.
You know what? Thing. If you want to be like that 1950s wife who maybe. Like waits for her husband at home, sure, go with Captain because that's what he looks like.
But
like,
hold on.
Hi, honey. Where's the roast beef for dinner?
That's
you know?
The era that he's from.
Come on, I was like, yo, girl, how you been this afternoon?
You know, but I also like, feel like Killmonger's an asshole. Like, he would not be good in a relationship. Cap is great in a relationship.
Killmonger would kill everybody.
I know, but still, shut up. I'm trying
Excuse
to win.
Excuse me. Killmonger is like the most loyal son of a bitch ever. He will kill everybody for you. That's loyalty,
this
bro.
Is true.
Mm-mm. He'll kill everybody for you.
He'll kill everyone for Wakanda.
Wakanda.
No, he won't. He's all that shit for his dad.
Daddy.
His dad, bro. Can you imagine if he has that kind of loyalty for his dad?
He did that shit for Randall.
Yo, bro, you do that shit for Randall, too.
He's going to have
I would do anything for Randall.
Seriously.
Randall.
Why?
Talk about Randall.
Oh, I feel like I need to boost.
His wife does not appreciate him.
Black eye.
She is a selfish bitch.
I can't.
All right.
What's next?
Killmonger.
All right, I guess.
So are we on the
we're Killmonger Cap?
Yeah.
That is actually, I'm kind of
I will befriend you. I will. Yeah.
Like
we will no longer be friends.
This is becoming an actual problem for me.
I will never honk your titty.
But
it is.
No, he's too respectful for
he
that
kind
of shit.
He is too respectful to honk your titty. Killmonger will honk your titty.
Here's the problem I have with this. Here's the problem I have with this is that if I want to just like a fuck. I'm sorry, I'm going to get vulgar. If I have
get
one
vulgar.
Just a fuck, like Cap
That's
is not a fuck
for.
Kind of guy.
No.
Hey, can we get back to the fact has
he's
Cap
like
a virgin?
Yes. Yes.
Is until Sharon. Virgin?
No, yes. But they didn't.
Ain't nobody want a 60-second
man. Kevin's a virgin. Kevin's a 100-year-old virgin.
Because Sharon and him just made out. Because yeah, then he had to go. Because then he had to go fight.
David
shit.
Actually, yeah. David and I had this conversation the other day because Link. We were watching the first Avenger because Link really likes it. And we were watching it the other day, and it dawned on me, and I'm like, he didn't even kiss Peggy. So his first kiss was Sharon.
No, I think he kissed Peggy in the car.
If you Google
Marjorie Tyrell, you're
guys,
right.
If you Google is Captain America, the first option is immortal, and the second option is a virgin.
But he is a virgin. He's,
wait, I need to Google it.
But he's not the fuck kind of guy. He is like a make love like kind
of person.
Let's see
what Reddit
says. And
if
it's just a one time like thing, that's not what I'm looking for. So Killmonger wins.
Killmonger.
I do have that.
Yes or no? Is Captain America still a virgin?
Mary!
The first answer is he's a virgin, keeping all that sweet super soldier serum to himself.
Ew. Literally the nastiest shit I've ever heard.
I don't.
Yeah, I feel like Killmonger will put it down. Like,
yeah,
for real.
If it's just like a one-time thing, like you're a little drunk at the club, and like you just like
you're in the bathroom.
Exactly. That's what you want. Cap's not gonna do
he's
that.
He's not gonna
shit.
Do that. He's gonna be like, I think you've had one too many.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take
you
home,
and he's gonna
tuck you into bed and be like, I'll see you tomorrow.
And he's gonna sleep on the couch to make sure that you wake up, and he's gonna have like an Advil next to your bed. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a one-time thing, bro.
Yeah, but see, Christian Grey also put Advil next to the bed, and that shit was weird.
Okay, he's a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a legit stalker.
That's the question. That whole like, there's a plate to drink.
He has like severe mental disorder.
Really fucking weird.
Move on.
He's not okay.
Do we want to call Narian?
No.
Honestly, let's put it this way: Hawkeye and Black Widow against Killmonger. Because that's really what it is right now. No matter who wins that Widow or Hawkeye, they're going against Killmonger.
Yeah, he's so hot. Did anybody else see Atomic Blonde?
Yes.
Yes.
It's that it's that scenario, but with Black Widow. Like the scene in the club in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, yeah. Are you giving Black Widow an option over Killmonger?
No. I'm trying to justify
that's like legitimately insane.
Fine, whatever.
No, I'm honestly trying to realize I can give both of them. Like, this could be a twofer.
That's what I'm saying. Can I have them chocolate and vanilla swirl?
No, you don't get all three.
Oh, I don't want Hawkeye. I told you that.
She is a Black Widower.
I want Black Widow.
It's either Black Widow, Hawkeye, Black Widow, or Hawkeye versus
that was confusing.
Killmonger.
No, I want Black Widow. I don't want Hawkeye.
Do you want Killmonger?
I don't know.
You do.
Will Killmonger win over Black Widow?
I don't know.
He would.
Yeah,
do I
would.
Need to bring picture representation?
Girl. No, I know what they look like.
Listen,
are you sure?
You need to close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
And I want you to think about this guy putting it down on
And I'm
going to
give you, you know what?
Stop laughing.
I'm
serious. I'm
10 years ago, ScarJo. I'm going to give you Black Widow.
I'm even
going to
give you Killmonger with a shirt on, dude.
Girl.
Like, even with the fucking shirt on.
Can we talk about hipster Killmonger, because I'm kind of there.
He would just like smooth himself all over you and then like throw you, like flip you around.
Please.
He'll just be like in all these different angles that you didn't know you could be in.
God damn it. Look at this man.
I know what he looks like.
Yes, but
no, but you
like
need
you
to look again.
Reminder.
And you need to close your eyes and look at it a lot.
You need to close your eyes and look at it.
Can I see the photos?
Wow.
Right? Guys. I'm looking at the best set of titties ever.
And they're on a dude.
What I love is like when you look up pictures of...
Can you just like picture your hands just like rubbing like right down this trapezoid like right here? Like it's so
But look
long,
at look at
know?
Killmonger next to T'Challa. Like look at it's not...
I know. T'Challa looked chubby next to him.
Yes.
Like that, how is that even possible?
How is that even...
But it happened. I was like...
Excuse me?
I feel like Black Panther should have been Michael B. Jordan.
You know what?
So we could get more of him. You
no,
know?
But that's not.
No, that he. No, I don't.
It wouldn't
know.
Have worked the know. Other way.
Yeah, no, they did a good casting, but
I know they did, but I want more.
Yeah.
What can I not find pictures of hipster Killmonger?
Because it doesn't exist.
That one. It's like just.
You mean the toy? That's a toy.
That's a perfect toy. I want that toy.
No, that's a. It's not a dildo.
I know it's not a dildo. It's
like
it's a Ken doll.
No, this is like a 3D image. This is what...
pretty good image. I'm not gonna lie. I typed into the search field hipster Killmonger and it did come out. Nice. There you go.
Yeah, even with those glasses, he could get it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but I like glasses. So does
he's matter. Like a really, really, really fine ass Wayan brothers. You know, but
yes.
Like,
oh, but that just ruined it.
No, he's like a really like a if Wayans. You were
why are yeah. we so
if you were to like this if you were chicks. To like really
why are you
sculpt
doing
them,
this? Stop it.
Yes. Look at
this
his
is
face.
White chicks, and I don't want to know. I don't want to live in that world.
That movie's hysterical. Stop that.
Yeah, but I don't want to bang either one of them.
He's adorbs.
Yeah,
he could so put it down. Come on, he can put it down.
Pretty's not going to get.
I want to like.
There's literally no
lick
way.
My phone. Like, no. There's a problem. This
he can put
problem.
It down.
So where are we moving on? Wait,
where are we? I don't even know where we are anymore.
Doing either.
We're in the Hawkeye Black Widow section.
But why? There's when no there's three.
Hawkeye,
yeah, there's
Hawkeye.
Three of us against...
So like, we're bringing Killmonger out. Let's
of
just,
course.
That's fine. Vanessa's... I mean, Stephanie's...
It's fine. Okay. He would probably win
so
Star-Lord,
Star-Lord
and Thor.
Thor?
Thor.
Thor.
So now it's time, ladies.
All right, here we go.
How much time
we are got? We in the top four now?
No, we're in the
two.
That's it, baby.
Oh, we're in a two
Killmonger
already?
Killmonger or Thor?
Where have I been? God damn it. This is so hard.
This is the hardest one.
We don't... Can we not pick? Can we just leave it as a cliffhanger?
I think I'm going to ask my Facebook.
Thor. I did it.
I don't know if this
it's going to be silence
sense.
On the air. This
I'm going to do like a quick layout of them
is,
side by side.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see here.
Oh, let me pull up that shirtless Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Let's get like a shirtless one.
Are we
each
talking
of them,
like that?
Put it next to each
I
other.
I know exactly
and go
the one that I
there.
Want. You know, and
to.
Thor is like... I like... One-eyed Willie right now.
What?
Excuse me? The fuck does that mean?
Oh, one-eyed Willie
is
a peen.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you saying he's a peen?
Do you not get that reference?
From Goonies? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's got one... He's lost the fucking eye.
That's
yeah, but
true.
No.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
But look. Mm. But look at
Peen. Oh no. I know.
But that's not the current Thor. This is the current Thor.
But we didn't do any of them based in their current.
Wait. Oh, I give
when
those
two. This one has short hair.
Right? When he got that haircut, I literally
had to change my underwear. No, the best is like, guys, just so you know, Vanessa, Stephanie has shown us a picture.
What? No, he cut his hair so short. Yeah. I love short hair. And he
Stephanie,
cut his hair short and I lost
it. Stephanie is showing us a picture of a shirtless Thor with long hair. And Vanessa goes, but look. And she shows us a picture of
short hair Thor.
I'm like,
but it. We're going. I thought we were
difference?
Going based on like the current.
Look, it's a GIF of just it repeating.
But
over
they
and
still
over
look
again.
Amazing.
He looks gorgeous with short hair.
God damn,
I love
short or
hair.
Long. I'm not kicking him anywhere. And he's a god.
Seriously.
Of thunder.
Thunder in your pants.
Like that's like talking about vibrations.
How do we pick? How do we pick? How do we pick?
And the thunder.
Okay, well, I have my picture to post when we.
That wasn't it.
Oh
like,
my God.
Oh, what? That one moved.
Yeah, it's a GIF.
Oh, that's a nice.
So guys, black guys know how to put it down.
Yeah, but.
And Patty speaks from experience.
You know, I don't know if I should ask this on air.
Like, do you see this?
I heard a rumor.
Can we talk about this golden
but
god
I heard
right
a rumor
here?
That I don't like.
What is this rumor?
I feel like I don't need to, I feel like we should ask it off air before I bring it up
okay.
on air.
All right, hang on.
We can go back.
All right,
so we're back.
Hold on, I'm doing a little side by side.
So here. We've got, for those of like,
should I put out the comparison?
Sure. So it took us like, we're still in the same boat, people.
Yeah.
We've got Killmonger or Thor. Now, I do understand that Killmonger is fresh.
He is fresh
in our heads.
Yes.
And I love, and I have to maybe put it, and here's the thing, and it's, but it's an equal on both sides.
All right, guys.
Because Killmonger is hot as fuck. Michael B. Jordan.
But that's not Killmonger.
That's not Killmonger.
That's
he
Michael
have
B. Jordan.
The bumps on his,
yeah, he's not the bumps. He doesn't have the hair.
No.
Play fair.
I don't
because
care.
I was just
to me, it's the same shit.
Because I was about
I
to say.
I don't even see the fucking bumps.
Because I was about to say, Michael B. Jordan.
It's not about the bumps, it's about the hair.
In real life. Is a amazing mega nerd anime freak, which makes me like
but we're
gravitate.
Not, we're
no,
not
but I'm saying,
talking
but
about
in the
that.
Same way, Thor, I could live in his Instagram stories
all day long. He's
an amazing dad.
Because he's an amazing fucking dad. So even taking away, like, let's remove real life because real life has already got me fucking.
We haven't done anything with real life. No, I'm just saying. Why would we start now?
Don't be negative, Stephanie. Don't be negative.
You see both of these guys at a bar and both of them have bought you drinks all night.
And I have to choose one?
And you have to choose one. See, this are you fucking in the bathroom stall?
But you see, that's what the problem is. That this is hard for me.
And they will both fuck you in the bathroom stall.
They will both fuck you in the bathroom stall. Thorough put it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And also, because Thor is like medieval shit. Like,
yeah.
See, that's my problem is that I have a bias to black guys. Like, I'm just always going to be more attracted to a black guy. Like, that's just the way it is. So I'm always going to be more attracted. But, you know, I've always said it. I was like, Thor's Thor. Like, I would, like,
he's fucking Thor. Well, it's not only Thor is Thor. Like,
so I don't
he's
know.
He's fucking Thor.
Thor. Like, it's not like he's Thor. No, he's fucking Thor.
Like, they...
This is the hardest decision.
I don't know that we're going to be able to finish this.
Like, you know what? Like, but here's the thing. Pre-Black Panther.
Well, obviously...
This would have been...
Had we done Thor. This, had...
Yeah. And Thor was...
And won. Thor would have taken it hands down.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, Thor didn't have any competition. Thor has competition now.
That's why I said, like, pre-Black Panther.
Yeah.
Because... Falcon's cool.
They're all cool.
Star-Lord is, you know...
Do we need to bring in Nary?
Yeah. We can.
No, but he doesn't...
He's gonna pick Killmonger.
He's gonna pick Killmonger.
What about Missy?
Missy's gonna pick Killmonger.
Okay.
If we can tell who the person's gonna pick...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, then Dave would pick?
I don't know,
Jeff, I don't know either.
Call them.
Wait, let me see if...
I mean, again, I'm just, like, biased. I feel like Killmonger is going to have, like, a bigger dick.
Who would Thomas pick?
You don't know that for sure.
He's been blessed in too many places to be blessed everywhere. He is a god. Killmonger?
God. No, she says, I don't know who would have the bigger... I'm like, he is a god.
I know who would...
She said Killmonger would have the bigger
dick. I know who would have the bigger dick.
Well, you don't know that because Thor is a god.
No. I know who would have the bigger dick.
If you can be sculpted...
Why is nobody commenting on our shit?
That's why it's, like, always an issue.
Always.
Because when you need it, at like they're like asleep because of their kids.
It's late.
Okay, Jeff's up and he can video.
Alright, okay. Call him. I haven't gotten an answer from Dave.
Where's Dave?
Just, Dave's not responding, so.
We're only going to take, they're not going to help us make our final decision. We're just going to take their words into a consideration.
Okay, so then I'm not going to, should I video or just call him?
We just need his voice. Video. We don't need to see his face.
But he's such a pretty face.
Okay, you can see it when you go home.
Yeah, no, I'll be asleep. I don't fuck that. Fuck that shit. I don't want to. We realized Vanessa says she doesn't need to see your face.
Oh, well, fuck her too.
We need a phone
a friend. Listen, BFF, we just need your voice. We don't need your face.
We need a phone a friend.
Tell me.
So, babe.
We're down to our final two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you guess who the final two are?
Thor and Captain America?
No.
Wow. Okay, then I don't know.
Who do you think beat out Cap?
I don't remember that side of the
left. Bracket. First bracket.
Thank you. Okay.
Wakanda.
It's Killmonger and Thor.
Killmonger?
Yeah.
Yeah, Killmonger and Thor. Yeah.
Okay, Thomas says Thor.
Oh, the black guy said Thor.
Wow.
I just posted this shit on my Facebook. Killmonger versus Thor. Which one, folks?
Killmonger versus Thor.
Who would you fuck?
Who would you fuck, Jeffrey?
That doesn't help me narrow it down.
But that's what we're basing it on.
Oh, he knows.
Okay, so it's based on that?
Yes. Yeah.
Not Chris Hemsworth and Michael B. Jordan. Killmonger.
Into your mic.
Killmonger and
both
Thor.
Of you have, both of them have been buying you drinks all night.
Grab your phone and just hold it.
Both of them have been buying you drinks all night. Who are you fucking in the bathroom stall?
Hold it to the phone.
Killmonger.
Ah! No help.
Okay, we're still...
Okay, so I have a new argument. Okay.
So Thomas...
I have a new argument.
Thomas said Thor.
Thomas said
Thomas
Thor.
Thomas says Thor.
I have a new
Killmonger.
Okay. Argument. The hold argument...
Okay. Hold on a second. Okay, babe. Love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. New argument. Since we're going off of the characters. Okay. Thor is extremely self-centered. I feel like if you're going to go have sex with him, it's going to be very one-sided. It's going to be all about him and making him happy. And I just feel like it's going to be very, like, although it'll be great, it'll be like, I think it'll be awesome and intense. I just think he's going to be like a taker.
And Killmonger's not a taker?
And I'm going to say Killmonger would not be a taker no. only because he is a very loyal, like his character, like he's a very loyal character. But he has a lot loyal. Of emotion.
Didn't he kill his girlfriend
even
in the movie?
At the end of the movie?
He killed his girlfriend in the movie.
He did.
He did. But even at the end. Listen, even at the end of the movie, there was this moment of realization for him of like what was going on.
But we're not having a whole arc. It's one night. That's it.
Oh, I'm just saying. I think he would take this one opportunity to be like, yo, I got to prove myself. And I just feel like he'd be more giving. I feel like Thor would be like, I'm the god. You have to believe me.
I'm the god of thunder.
Yeah, believe me. Hey. And then he'll be like, another.
Oh, wait, we got this.
You know? And okay, it's like,
so I will take okay, it.
Wait.
Okay, we
so
got
we're
Dave.
We're doing the MCU bracket that's going around, but we're doing it just solely based on who you would fuck.
Okay.
And we are at our final two, and it's really hard. And we're just trying to get opinions.
All right, we asked all the husbands. Okay. I'm gonna ask Neri.
Okay, it's down to Killmonger and Thor.
Killmonger.
Jesus.
I hate you.
Everybody, so hard.
Now we know that Christy's husband and Stephanie's husband has no, a black fine. Fetish.
No, it's fine. If that was your first, instinct and that was your gut, then that's
so
fine.
So did Jeff. You and Jeff can go bang them together.
Thomas.
But Thomas
said Thor.
So my black husband picked a white person and their white husband picked a black person.
He picked a white girl.
That's true. He has a preference for light skin.
Okay.
He does.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Nary's gonna pick Killmonger.
Well, let's call him in here. Let's give him a chance to pick.
All right. Nary! Thanks, babe. Thank you. No, don't apologize. Thank you.
Just call him.
Bye.
Hopefully his shit's not on silent.
I you know, going with what Patty was saying.
He killed his girlfriend.
One, he did kill his girlfriend, but two, he is trying to prove himself.
This is true.
He's also dead. Let's not forget that.
What? Semantics. No, shut up.
Hey,
final bracket.
Final opinion.
The last two.
Sure. Vanessa, explain.
We are doing based on who we would rather fuck.
No.
So the final two.
Doing about, you know, which was your favorite comic book superhero.
Yeah. Yeah. The final two is Thor or Killmonger. Who do you pick?
Killmonger.
White boys chose the black guy, and my black husband chose the white guy.
Well, but your black husband chose the white girl.
Exactly. That's what I said. He has a preference. I have a preference. It is what it is.
No, but that's, to me, that's not Killmonger. To me, that's always going to be Adonis Creed. So.
No, but it's got it has to be Killmonger.
You can't mix up anything again, other than Killmonger.
Okay, sure, Killmonger. Okay. I fell in love with him as Adonis Creed.
He okay, but that's not what we're asking you.
Okay.
Did you want to bang him as Adonis Creed?
Okay, so.
Did I? Why are you using past tense? So, yeah, of course.
Okay, so I put it on Facebook. We've gotten two responses the time that I put out Thor versus Killmonger.
So apparently Thor versus Killmonger gets responses. Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck. Which, by the way, pause. Neri. I know your answer. Did you finally give us one? On Black Widow and Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Right now.
No. It's Black Widow.
Okay.
Neri says Black Widow. Okay, so I'm fine with putting Black Widow on the spot because it doesn't matter.
She lost anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Honestly, we gave
her. She doesn't hold a place against Killmonger. So
no.
And neither does he, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so we got two responses, and Nakia says that she said shit both. No, you have to pick one.
That's our problem.
And what did she pick?
She said, I would rather delete my Facebook app than. So take that how you will. And then
same girl.
Our friend Diana. Diana, who has sent us a bottle of wine in the past, so Diana is a friend of the podcast. Diana says that she thinks she would go with Thor. So
I don't know.
I stand strong.
I feel like we're still like
we're still,
still like no way.
So you are standing with Thor.
I'm standing with Thor.
And Patty is standing with Killmonger. Chrissy, do you have a preference?
Chrissy's like, I'm gonna call her.
John Nash equations on the phone.
I think I need to flip a coin and just be like let the fates decide.
Yeah, maybe we should leave it up to fate.
So oh god, this hurts so much. Bucky's out.
Right. What the fuck?
I'm just going through my motions here. So my boo-boo's out.
And oh, wait, Q responded too.
Oh, what did Q say?
She gave us a gif of Superman.
Call Q.
Oh,
let's call Q.
Oh, I have a hit. Oh, damn it. It was a ha 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 ha. Come on.
Call Q.
And then we might get her and Vanessa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Pedro.
Right.
And Pedro
and Tiffany.
Pedro and Tiffany.
Wait, how do I put this on speaker? Because I'm calling through Facebook.
Oh.
You don't have her number?
I do, but I was already on Facebook. It's ringing.
This is miserable.
Call the Shire. Tell the Shire to help us.
Lady, who would you pick? I know you like that Black Day girl. Mm.
Answer, bro. I'm
telling you. Killmonger, Thor's going to be the selfish lover.
I feel like they're both going to be selfish lovers.
Exactly. So who would put it down more?
He was going to walk into Wakanda and take it over.
He did.
Shut up.
And he did.
He can take over my Wakanda.
I love when he called her auntie.
Hey, auntie.
Hey, auntie. No.
No.
Call her correctly.
Why are people sleeping?
No, she just commented on her shit.
She's probably like, who the fuck? What the?
I told her I was calling her. Let me look for her. I gotta look for her phone number like a regular person.
Just ask Siri to look for it.
Why? What? I have.
All right, I got a vote.
Oh, she answered. She said Thor, though.
I have a vote for Killmonger.
This is not helping.
Q answered Thor.
Oh, she's calling me. She's calling me.
This is the comment.
Oh. Q!
Q!
Hello? Hey, boo boo.
Where are you?
Where is the sound coming from? Where are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you barely. I'm sorry. Excuse me, guys. Real quick.
Where's the sound?
Give me 1 second.
Where are you?
Can we get a better picture of you? Yes.
Oh, you're getting pictures of something? Where are you? I want to play.
Hello?
FOMO!
Where's the sound coming from? Hello?
What's up?
Okay, so who would you pick, Thor or Killmonger?
Thor, definitely Thor.
Okay, who are you with? Ask them. We need to know, because we cannot decide.
Okay.
Strictly bangability.
Actually, I had already posted the picture. I was looking at the picture with them. Vanessa said Thor, but another friend that was with me at the table said
Killmonger.
Okay. Is there anybody else, or is it just the three of you?
No, it was just the three of us. The guys aren't going
to
pick.
Ask the guys to pick. We asked all of the husbands.
Well, now I'm outside. I had to walk out of the restaurant.
Oh, damn it.
I couldn't hear shit. Everybody's screaming.
Where are you?
The lesbian said Thor.
The lesbian did say Thor.
Both
lesbians said Thor. And the black guy said Thor.
Yeah, that was weird.
All right, thanks, love.
Did you call me a racist?
No.
Racist.
I thought I heard. I was like, no,
not at all.
No, Patty's husband picked Thor too.
Yeah, he's black, by the way. Just in case our listeners didn't pick up on that.
In case that wasn't abundantly clear.
Are you guys recording right now?
Yes. Yep.
Fantastic.
This is a mess.
But I did have to still send you a Henry Cavill.
You did, and we appreciate it.
That
needs to be put in.
Always.
No, the reveal of that was amazing, by the way.
I was like, oh my God, Q commented. And she commented with Superman.
I did. I was still going to answer, but I was just like, but Henry Cavill.
Yeah. But we're doing an MCU bracket, so.
Look what came up on my feed.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm interested, and I'm just going to put this out here. Chris Evans with a beard is mighty sexy.
Yeah, he is.
And yeah, he lost to Killmonger.
He did lose to Killmonger, though, so.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that was.
Well, I mean, old him, yes. And so did Winter Soldier?
Yep.
So did Bucky?
Bye-bye, Bucky.
He was up against Thor in round one.
Bye-bye, Bucky.
Killmonger and Thor have, blown through this bracket. Like, there was really no competition from the beginning.
Damn, because I would have even put Bucky up there a little bit. Nobody else. I agree with you with that aspect.
The thing is, round one, he was with Thor, because we're doing the bracket.
Jesus Christ.
It's the Nerdist bracket.
Didn't even make it. Star-Lord didn't even make the cut.
He did.
Star-Lord got pretty high.
He got to the final four, but he lost against Thor.
Yeah. Because you guys chose... See, here's the thing. You guys chose the...
We picked a lot of girls, though.
We did. You would be proud of us. We picked a lot of girls.
Like two.
I guess MCU...
No, three.
Gal Gadot beats that. You see, if you...
Yeah, she does.
No, but it's MCU.
She, yeah, she's not... She would have made this interesting.
We should make our own and do like a DCU MCU bracket. Ooh. And see how far that gets.
Then that gets interesting because then Gal Gadot takes the lead for a really good... good fucking portion of that.
Maybe next
over
week.
Jason Momoa, though?
Oof. There you go.
Next Ooh, week. Momoa.
Momoa versus Thor.
Oh my god, stop. That's not a world I want to live in.
All right, I think
Q,
we have...
Q, maybe we should make an actual board during board tabletop day.
That'll be fun.
Oh, what, like the little bracket thingy?
Leia, let's make it for tabletop day and people could weigh in.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
I'm down. Yes, yes. Enjoy your recording, and we voted for Thor. You let me know who won.
We will.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
If we can look ever fucking decide. Look what I just got an ad for.
Nice. Her BuzzFeed.
That look familiar?
Debating. Bum, bum, bum.
The internet is listening. Okay. Can we do this? Can we pull the trigger?
We're going to have
Thor,
to.
Thor. Thor.
Oh, I have another pick for Killmonger.
Damn it. Thor.
Let me see. Let me check.
I'm going to tell Thomas, keep asking. Ask all of Floyd.
Is he just walking around, Floyd? Just asking people. Excuse me, sir.
Our friend is DJing. Just ask Mata to please.
Yeah, just be like,
quick announcement.
Stop
folks.
The music.
Like everybody, door. Please come to the left side of the establishment. If you are with Killmonger, please step to the right.
Just raise your
and
hand.
And video that, Thomas. Video that shit right now.
Oh, I still stand firm at Thor.
And I can't even pick. Like,
yeah, who would you pick? You haven't even said anything.
Because I can't. This is like Sophie's choice.
You must decide.
This is the line of the table. Are you with Stephanie? Are you with me?
Even Sophie would pick Thor.
Sophie would pick Thor.
Sophie would pick Thor. She loves the Thor movie.
She hasn't seen Killmonger yet.
She's not appropriate for those ages.
No. She can watch Black Panther. Black Panther's
fine. Not for those
feelings. Not for those reasons, but she can still watch it.
Listen. She can't
watch
Black Panther. Your daughter isn't ready for that.
No.
She's not ready for that,
She's
jelly.
Not ready for this jelly. For listen, I appreciate Killmonger.
I'm not ready for that Killmonger.
In all his glory, I really
do. This is giving me anxiety. Like, I can't pick. This is like picking my favorite child, okay? Like, I can't.
I'm gonna
pick Killmonger.
Don't fuck your children.
No, this is true. But how do you pick a child? It's the same thing.
Easy. The one that loves you more.
The one who behaves.
The one that behaves.
The
best.
One that sleeps the best. I'm gonna pick Killmonger. Because I couldn't breathe. When he was on screen, I couldn't breathe.
That's a good indicator.
But that's how I feel like with when Thor is on screen. I don't.
You know
as
what?
Much as I do love him, and I do love Killmonger, and I think Michael B. Jordan is, like, fucking delicious.
This is, like, the eternal question.
I don't get that way with him.
I shouldn't be surprised that Thomas picked Thor, because when we were going to Austin last month, we were watching the new one, the Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
And Bangkok. I was like, my God, this guy is so fine. Like, does he ever, like, not look good? And Thomas is like, no homo. He always looks good.
He does always look good.
I'm not, like, surprised that Thomas picked Thor now that I think about it, but... Whatever, babe. You suck.
I picked Killmonger. Chrissy, who did you pick?
All right, Chrissy.
She hasn't picked.
Well, you can make it or break it, right?
Yeah. You can either tie us up or tip the scale.
Confuse the fuck out of everyone. She's, like, still hung up on Bucky.
She's so mad that Bucky didn't get as far as she thought he was going to.
Basically, right now, I'm literally looking at Bucky and thinking, if all three of them were in a club... But and I couldn't have Bucky. Who would I go to?
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. You look a little bit racist, so I'm gonna say.
Oh my god!
You look a little racist, so I'm gonna say that you don't like white people.
I was gonna say something else.
Stephanie gonna be mad.
It's fine. I knew it was gonna happen. It's fine.
The thing is, in the back of my head,
it's not that I don't want you to misunderstand me. Like, it's not that I don't.
It's not that she's gonna kick him out of bed.
I'm not gonna kick a delicious piece of chocolate out of bed ever. Trust me. Trust me on that. But I just, Thor just for me. See, the thing is, out just ever so slightly.
I what tipped me, because I was very like, can I have both, was Vanessa's statement. When Thor came out on the screen the first time, I was like,
Thor this has man grown is on
beautiful.
Me.
No.
I was always, this man is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I like him a little dirty.
Yeah.
Which is why
Thor's getting dirty.
Which is why I love Winter Soldier. Which is why Bucky does it for me, because he went, ooh, dirty. So when I'm looking at Thor.
I got dirty in Ragnarok.
He did get dirty, yeah, he did. But it's still, you know, he's still blonde, like.
Well, his short hair is not so blonde. It's more brown. It's like a darker blonde.
But when, to go back on the, like, I couldn't, when he, in that first scene, that scene that I showed you the gif of where he, when he took off his shirt, I was with my mom. Okay? I was with my mom and I, like, grabbed each other.
And oh, no.
Missy and I were clinging to each other. No. Like, if we were going to die.
If this is my mother, Thor's. But
my mom too.
But my mom thinks Thor comes on the screen and my mom's like, "Me tengo que sentar."
But I love your mom, Christy. But like, your mom is like,
but like Killmonger, when he came on that screen,
mm-hmm.
he took his shirt off.
No, not even when he came out in hipster. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, "Who the? Ooh, where did that come from?"
With it, but it's still like,
what
it's
is
still
happening.
Thor like slightly edges him out. It's like I haven't gotten that feeling.
I don't know that moment
with Killmonger that I did with Thor.
No man, yeah, that moment he takes his shirt off to fight.
See, I didn't have it with
T'Challa. I'm like,
oh no, I was like that, gripping
I caught my breath. I was like.
And the fact that, like, when he takes off his shirt, that he has all the marquitas, mm-hmm. that did nothing to take away my, like...
Nothing. Not at all.
I don't disagree.
But I'm just saying,
I remember, like, I was sitting in the movie theater, like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, he's just, like, oh, my God, he's a beautiful man. Like, he's just hollow.
And I just really feel like he can put it down.
Yeah, I agree. Even if it's selfish.
And I don't think it'd They're be both that gonna selfish. Be selfish. I think it'd be like a mediocre selfish.
I do
selfish.
Agree that they would both be selfish, but I feel like Thor would be a bit Super more selfish.
He's a god. He'd be like, it's all about me. My pleasure.
We got
is more
a like on the
pleasure.
Picture, but she didn't comment. And I want to tag her and be like, bitch, you need to pick a side.
I didn't tell you to like anything.
I need your opinion.
I asked you to pick.
But yeah, like, I think that that's the thing. Like, because the only person prior, like, Thor, I think, is fucking beautiful.
He is. He's gorgeous.
Captain America is beautiful. But even watching the first Avenger, like, he wasn't my guy. My guy was Bucky. So that's the only person I can reference.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
I know.
Not to happen.
Like, so the first person that I had, like, that type of a reaction to was Killmonger. Since in the Marvel Universe... Don't get me wrong, Star-Lord is another one that was other, but there's something between, like, oh, he's hot, and I want him to tear my clothes off with his teeth. And that
has Star-Lord been shirtless, though?
Yes, when he first, in the first, you're right. In the first one, which that was the whole reason he worked out.
Yeah, you're right.
It was for that one scene. But, like, I think the thing with Killmonger is, like, everybody else, I was like, oh, yeah, he's hot. And then it was like... Take me.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Killmonger was a take me moment.
He just has like that wow factor.
Oh, wait. Nakia commented again. She said, I feel like Thor would want to cuddle and I don't want that. She says, give it to me. Make me some pancakes with crispy bacon and go save the world or some shit.
Still did not answer the question.
I love
Is
her.
Is she like
that
Killmonger?
That sounds like
yet?
She's going to Killmonger.
Yeah. Yeah.
She racist.
No, she's not.
She's not.
I know. So what, black people can't be racist?
I mean, yeah, they can.
This is a subject I don't want to get into. Wait, I have another notification. Oh, it's you. It's Stephanie.
She's like, Thor.
She did. She put the Thor gift.
This bitch.
We'll put a Bucky gift. Well, if you could put a Superman gift, you can do whatever you want. All right, guys. So that is our Marvel, our MCU bracket. Killmonger wins, yes?
Yes.
3-1, Killmonger wins.
And yes. Steph will grudgingly bow down.
Yeah, for real. Like, you're making me pick between, like,
Right, you're so picky between vanilla and chocolate. Like, they're both delicious. It's like
when I have to pick between cookie dough ice cream and cookies and cream ice cream. Like, they're both absolutely delicious. I just have to make a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you can't have both. You have to pick one.
Bitches get stitches.
It's pizza and sushi forever. Right. Which one are you picking?
Pizza. All right, guys. So, that's it. We went with Killmonger. So, if you agree, if you disagree...
We'll post it.
Yeah, we're going to post it. Let us know. Send us an email. MomandZimmerLot, MomandZimmerLot @gmail.com. It's the same on Facebook, Instagram, our Snapchat's there. And Tumblr, Twitter, all those things. You can find us on Acast. You can find us on Twitter and, iTunes and the Geek Bro Network, where you can also find What's Up Bro, Mount Geekmore, Zeros on Heroes, What's Good, Shiver, The Talking Geek, and Comedy Fitness. What else? That's it. That's us. Thank you, Patty, so much for being here for two episodes in a row.
Yay, thank you. This was fun. I loved it.
Yes, thanks for spending your Friday night with us. And, always. We didn't talk about our wine. For this episode, we are drinking a Viña Fuerte Tempranillo, and it's really fucking good. How much was it, Christy?
$4.95.
It was $4.95 at Aldi. So it is a steal.
Damn, that's cheap.
And it is pretty fucking good. So get yourself some Viña Fuerte.
It's from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
It's dry and it's full body.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've
come to a realization that I like Spanish wines.
Spanish wines are fantastic.
They are amazing. Like,
They haven't let me down in a while.
Yes, I agree.
So thank you guys so much for checking us out again. Thank you, Patty, for being here. We love your faces. And cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.